Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the first week of Lent, February 25th, 2026. The passage we are reflecting over today is from the Evangelist Luke, where he writes, "While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, 'This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah.'" There is something deeply human in the crowd gathered around Jesus. They want proof. They want assurance. They want something unmistakable. Fire from heaven, a dazzling display, a miracle so clear that doubt will finally be silenced. And Jesus refuses. Not because he lacks power, but because he knows the human heart. "This generation seeks a sign," he says, not in humility, but in resistance, not to believe, but to control. The demand for a sign is not always a longing for God. Sometimes it's a way of keeping God at a distance. "If you prove yourself on my terms, then I will listen." But God does not submit himself to our conditions. Instead, Jesus offers one sign only, the sign of Jonah. Jonah was swallowed by the depths, 3 days lost, hidden, presumed dead, before being returned to the light. Jesus is speaking, of course, of his own passion, death, and resurrection, not as a spectacle, but a surrender, not a flash of power, but the slow, painful miracle of love poured out completely. The greatest miracle is not that Jesus can command the storm, multiply the loaves, or raise the dead. No, the greatest miracle is that God enters suffering rather than avoiding it. And this is where Lent confronts us. Because if we are honest, we too ask for signs. We want God to fix what hurts. We want clarity without cost. We want reassurance before repentance. We say things like, "If you show me the way, then I'll follow." But Jesus says, "Follow me, and the way will be revealed." Lent is not a season of spectacle. It is a season of descent. Like Jonah, we are invited into the depths, the places we avoid, the truths we soften, the sins we excuse, the wounds we keep hidden. We fast, we pray, we give alms, not to earn God's favor, but to make room for him where we have grown full of ourselves. The crowd wanted a sign they could admire. Jesus offers a sign they must enter. The cross is not imposed on us as punishment. It is offered to us as participation. To carry it is not to lose life, but to finally stop running away from it. And here is the quiet grace of today's gospel. Jesus does not abandon the crowd even as he rebukes them. He does not perform tricks to hold on to their attention. No, he gives them himself. That is still the pattern. God does not shout over our noise. He waits for us to listen. He does not overwhelm us with certainty. He invites us to trust. The resurrection will come, but first there is the tomb. New life will come, but first there is repentance. Joy will come, but first there is the honesty of sorrow. The sign of Jonah is already among us. It is present every day and every time love chooses sacrifice over self-protection, every time forgiveness costs something real, every time faith continues without visible reward. This Lent, perhaps the question is not, where is God's miracle, but rather, am I willing to become the place where God's miracle unfolds? Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you know how often we ask for signs while closing our hearts to conversion. You know how often we want glory without the cross that leads to it. During this holy season of Lent, lead us into the depths we fear, that we may discover you already waiting there. Strip away our demands for proof, our bargaining, our half-hearted faith. Give us the grace to trust the sign you have given, your life poured out in love, your death embraced in obedience, your resurrection offered as hope. May our fasting open us to hunger for you, our prayer teach us to listen, and our charity make room for mercy. Yes, Lord, make our lives not a demand for miracles, but a living witness to the greatest one of all, that you are with us, saving us, and drawing us into new life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day when we break open a passage from the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.